When you look at the recent plot to kill the cartoonist in Denmark that was involved with drawing the Muhammad the Prophet cartoons, to me that's the most serious plot that we've seen in Europe thus far. It appears that that cell was very dedicated. They had acquired a pistol, a silencer. They had flex cuffs.
So what was their intention? And if they had been successful, what was the message?
I think they intended to carry out an office invasion on the newspaper, take hostages, and create a tremendous media event around that. And the interesting correlation as you bring that kind of plot back to the United States, let's not forget that we have a cartoonist in Seattle, Washington, that's currently under FBI protection for a very similar threat.
Yeah, the cartoonist Molly Norris. So give us an idea of the scope of what Al-Qaeda has underway in Europe.
If you look at, in general, the trending of events in Europe, you know, we've had events in Stockholm, in Rome. We've had plots rolled up in Belgium and Holland. We've had warning alerts in Germany. And then London remains one notch below their highest threat alert. And so I think if you look at it just from a trending perspective, Europe continues to be the center of gravity for the probability of an additional attacks to take place in just about every city in Europe.
Okay, specifically as far as the United States goes, what types of attacks, and just briefly, what types of attacks do you think they will try to pull off?
I think if you look at the kind of plot that we saw around the cartoonist in Seattle, you know, an isolated kind of an assassination plot, something like we saw in Little Rock with the shooting at the recruitment center. These kinds of attacks are, if you look domestically, have been trending along those lines. The FBI has done a pretty good job of thwarting a fair number. They're not very complex to pull off. I think we'll continue to see that.
When you look at all the possible scenarios, what's the one thing that comes to mind that's really a problem domestically?
I think the one thing that really, really worries DHS and the FBI greatly are the aviation-related scenarios still. Commercial aviation, private aviation through your private FBOs, your private airports, and then, of course, some of your horrific kind of scenarios like inbound foreign air carriers that on final approach could veer off into a city, perhaps some sort of jihadi pilot that has managed to put himself in that kind of position.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.